USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for 50 minutes on Thursday in what U.S. senior officials characterize as a serious phone call, setting next month's security talks in Europe. Wind gusts of 115 miles an hour fueled a wildfire near Denver, Colorado last night. At least 500 homes were burnt to the ground, closing major highways and causing evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
The town of Superior and the city of Louisville have been greatly impacted by the wildfires located between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Happy New Year to you, my friend, from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
As the border crisis continues, President Biden wants to block a President Trump policy that actually deterred illegal immigration.
President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to overturn its enforcement of the Trump-era Remain in Mexico border policy, saying it leaves illegal immigrants in unacceptable conditions. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reacts to the administration's claim, saying overturning the policy would only help drug and human trafficking cartels.
The criminal cartel do not fear law enforcement. What they fear is policy. They fear if they're going to be prosecuted. They fear if MPP is going to be brought back, because then they can't go into countries and advertise their services and make billions of dollars off of our policies.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until a United States judge hears their claims. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Electric motor vehicle builder Tesla has issued a recall to some of its models.
Tesla has issued recalls for nearly 500,000 Model S and Model 3 cars due to trunk and camera defects. This applies to all Model 3 cars released between 2017 and 2020, and also some Model S vehicles. According to Tesla, the Model 3 cars may have problems with the opening and closing of the trunk, which can affect the cable harness that attaches to the rear-view camera. This causes the camera to unexpectedly fail. The Model S car could have problems with the closing of the front trunk, which could cause traffic accidents. Tesla estimates only 1% of the Model 3 will display the defect, but for the Model S vehicles, the number is much higher at 14%. In August, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation into Tesla following 11 crashes that left one person dead and 17 others injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A $51 million superyacht, Utopia 4, owned by multimillionaire J.R. Rittinger, rear-ended and sunk a gas tanker in the Bahamas on Christmas Eve. According to reports, the Utopia hit the stern of the tanker, the tropic breeze at 10 p.m. local time, off the coast of New Providence Island. Maritime Management, which owns the sunken ship, says the catastrophic force of the collision pierced the stern, sinking it 2,000 feet below the surface. And this is USA Radio News.